Welcome to the RC Noob Podcast. This is episode 5, Holiday Shopping for Hobbyists. I'm your host, Tim Gluth, and I'm the owner of rcnoob.com. Welcome, and thanks again for listening. Thanks to those of you who subscribe to our podcast. If this is your first time listening to us, thank you very much. I hope you would consider subscribing to the podcast. We're looking to do more frequent recordings in the future. Again, just things have gotten a little crazy and gotten a little out of control, and that's prevented me from getting some more podcasts out and published. But I've been reading the comments, great comments on iTunes about the podcast. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that a lot. There's been kind of a call for the possibility of getting a co-host in here, and we're working on that. If you are familiar with the website, you may know or may have seen a few blog posts written by a fellow named Josh Howard. Josh and I are working. We've been trying now for it's been a few months. We've been trying to get together via Skype to record some podcasts because we both have a bunch of ideas that we want to talk about and kick around and discuss, but we just haven't had the opportunity to get our schedules meshed up and coordinated. So that's been a little frustrating. So we do have plans to get together and do some good discussion on quite a few topics in the RC hobby. Josh is he's a racer. He's done quite a bit of racing in his RC hobby career. He also has some unique insight into just racing and you know, getting performance tweaks and just the hobby itself. So I really like the perspective that Josh brings to the table. So I'm looking forward to having a discussion with him on this podcast. So look for that in the coming months. Definitely next year will be have some fun things coming for the site and for this podcast. I want to tell you about some exciting changes that we've got going on at rcnoob.com. First off, I wrote an ebook. It's called A Newbie's Guide to Hobby Grade RC Vehicles. It's my first attempt at writing an ebook. It was a fun process. I really enjoyed it. I'm approaching a year to my one year anniversary of getting into the hobby, more or less. And it was around this time last year that I the idea popped into my head, hey, I want to get a hobby grade RC car. I really want to get into this hobby. It looks pretty cool. And that's when I started doing my research and looking around and really familiarizing myself with the different aspects of the hobby and the different components and getting to know the manufacturers and getting to know the terminology. So this is a real quick and easy guide. You know, it's a high level thing. If you're looking to get into the hobby yourself, or if you know somebody that's looking to get into the hobby, I do encourage you to check out the book. It's free. It's available at rcnoob.com. Just go to the website, and we've got it in a few different spots where you can easily find it. If you are so willing and feel that the book is worth like a dollar or two, I do have donations. I am accepting donations for the book, but again, it is free, and it's about 19-20 pages. So it's a pretty quick, easy read, but I do hope it'll help some people out if they are looking to get into the hobby. That said, the other big change, we just recently launched a redesign for the website. That happened yesterday, and it's a work in progress, but it's a lot further along than it was for the, I'd say, bulk of the year. It's got a lot more structure to the site. I'm excited to see what we can do with it and where the site can go. I've been floored by just where the site has gone over the last almost a year. I didn't set out to make a website about RC cars, and actually I got into the hobby to get away from building websites and to kind of step away from the computer for a little bit, and as you can see, that that plan has failed me. But you know, I've just been absolutely floored. I made some amazing connections with people in the hobby through social networking, through the website, through Facebook, through Twitter. It's been such an awesome ride, and I'm looking forward to what we can do next year. So do check out the website, rcnoob.com, and I will just throw this in, shameless plug again. We are on Twitter, twitter.com/rcnoob, and we're on Facebook, facebook.com/rcnoob. So those are two pretty big changes for the site, the ebook, and the new site. Got some new plans that I'm kicking around personally for things that I'd like to take on, have the site take on and have the site tackle. Right now we focus on surface RC stuff and RC vehicles. I do know a few people that are into helicopters and planes, and I'm entertaining the idea of bringing them in on some capacity to share some of their knowledge for those of you that are interested in the flying contraptions. But we'll see how that pans out. But needless to say, I'm looking forward to 2013. I think it's going to be a fun year for myself personally in the hobby and also for the website. So tag along and join the ride with us. So that takes us to the main topic for today's episode, and that is the holiday season and holiday shopping for hobbyists. The holiday season, it is upon us. We're in the holiday season, and you know, we may have people that we want to introduce to the hobby of RC vehicles and RC cars, or we may know some people that are interested and that, you know, they've heard about it, they've read about it. You know, people similar to myself, the position I was in a year ago. You know, I knew I wanted to get into the hobby. I wasn't really quite sure where to start. So I started doing some research, and I found out some stuff, and I went to my local hobby shops and you know, asked a bunch of questions. But still, it's like, where do you start? Where's the best place to start? And really, what's the best thing to do to get somebody into the hobby? So, you know, definitely, if you know somebody that wants to get into the hobby, I think probably the easiest gift idea to give to them would be just a gift certificate. You know, it's pick a hobby shop near where the person is, preferably, or someplace online that does gift certificates, and, you know, start them up that way. The RC hobby, it's not cheap, but it's not insanely expensive either. It can be if you want to go that route, but it's just to get your foot in the door, it's really not that bad. In fact, even you don't have to start on a larger scale or even a medium scale, literally in terms of, you know, the vehicle size. You could start with a 1/18th scale, 1/16th scale vehicle. The price does come down if you're looking at something like that. I just started looking at a few models from ECX RC. You know, they've got decent pricing. They're not going to be the fastest things out there, but from the looks of it, they're built to be really, really sturdy, and that it looked to be really good beginner's vehicles. You know, I chose Traxxas for my entry-level vehicle, the Traxxas Slash. You know, that thing has held up for quite a few flips and barrel rolls and incidents that took place over the summer. You know, the model that I got is more of a premium model, but still, the price was manageable. And I got some assistance by getting some gift cards and some gift certificates to a hobby shop, so that helped, you know, get me into the door. But if you know someone that's looking to get in, you know, gauge their interest. If they seem like they really want to get into the hobby, get them a gift certificate, or, you know, give them, probably the best gift you could give them is just advice. But, you know, you can't really wrap advice up and give that under the tree. But, you know, give them advice. Give them whatever knowledge you have. If you're looking to get into the hobby, find somebody that knows about the hobby that's gone through it, visit a local hobby shop and just ask a bunch of questions. That's what I mean, that's what I did almost a year ago to the day. I went into a local hobby shop, and for about a half an hour, I just talked the guy's ear off, asking questions. You know, what's the best vehicle to get for just general bashing? Should I look at electric? Should I look at nitro? Should I look at, you know, an open wheel vehicle, on road vehicle, off road vehicle? And he, you know, he was very patient with me and answered all my questions, and I had a lot better understanding of the hobby after that half an hour discussion, and when I walked out the door, than when I went in, and I felt a lot better about what I could potentially get into. So aside from the advice, aside from the gift certificates, what are some other gift ideas for a hobbyist? Well, if you know somebody that's already into the hobby and they've got their truck, they've got their car, they've got their vehicle, they're pretty much all set, you know, get them some tires, get them some wheels, get them a body, you know, ask them where they want to go, what mods do they want to do to their vehicle. There are some inexpensive items that you can get, is just even stocking stuffers. Tires make an awesome stocking stuffer. Shocks make an awesome stocking stuffer. You know, just things like that, little hop-up ideas, little hop-up parts and pieces that would help make the vehicle perform better. And then, again, it's something that can help them get further into the hobby. You know, once you rebuild shocks, things become a little bit clearer in terms of the hobby. And, man, I've rebuilt shocks more times than I care to count this past year. You know, getting new tires, just upgrading things to the vehicle. It's fun, and it really, it's cool when you see the performance increase after you've made these changes and after you made these tweaks. So, you know, small things like that. If you're looking to, you know, do a bigger dollar thing, you know, and somebody is truly looking to get into the hobby, look at, you know, getting them an entry level vehicle. And again, there are a ton of them out there. So those are just some things off the top of my head for getting people into the hobby. And if you're looking for a gift idea for somebody, you know, those are some things you can go with. You know, what about the hobbyist? You know, what do you get yourself? If you're looking for gift ideas for yourself to kind of drop some hints to your family and friends, as far as what to get, I would say the same things apply, you know, minus the vehicle maybe, although, to be honest, there are some pretty cool vehicles that have been announced in the last few months. You know, just look at what you need and, you know, say, hey, you know, I could really use some new tires, or I could really use a gift card or a gift certificate, you know, to get some upgrade parts and pieces for my RC vehicle. And I'm sure that's an easy thing that somebody could do. So those are just my off the top of my head gift ideas for the RC hobby, and definitely interested in hearing what you guys might have for ideas and advice for, you know, what to get the hobbyist, what to get the novice, the expert, the everything in between. So that kind of leads me into another area, and that's kids and the RC hobby. What age is a good age to get? Not really a good age. Just, you know, what age do you turn a kid loose with a hobby grade RC vehicle? My older boys all have their little, you know, Target, Walmart cars, you know, from New Bright or whomever. They've got their slow little toy grade RC cars, and we take them out, and I want to involve them in the hobby, and that's all great. But the moment we get outside, and the moment I turn my car on, and the moment they turn their cars on, that's when their enthusiasm kind of goes down a little bit, because their cars aren't as fast as mine. They don't perform as well as mine. They can't go in the grass. They can't go over jumps. The list goes on and on. I almost end up parking my vehicle and helping them with theirs, and helping them getting, you know, the turning radius tweaked as much as we can on theirs and things like that. I have given my older son, my oldest son, the controller from my Slash. He's ended up on his lid more than I can count. And it seems every time I hand him the controller, I get my truck back on its roof, sliding towards me. So, you know, and as far as age, he's approaching seven. You know, I think that's maybe a good age. I'm interested to hear from anybody out there that's got younger kids that, you know, they've given them the controller for a higher speed RC vehicle. One thing I haven't done yet, I'm looking forward to doing, is actually adjusting the speed control on mine, knock the speed down, putting it into training mode, and then seeing what he can do with it. Just to teach him the basics of, you know, car control and things like that. But, you know, this is another perfect time of the year. If you're looking to get your kids into the hobby, this is the perfect time to do it. And if you're looking to, you don't want to make the full investment of getting a hobby-grade RC vehicle. I've seen quite a few really cool-looking toy-grade RC vehicles that look to be pretty fast. And they look to have pretty decent batteries on them. And, you know, yeah, the parts and pieces, you're not going to be able to do all the stuff you can do with, you know, an HPI or a Traxxas or a team-associated vehicle. You're not going to be able to do the crazy jumps and all that stuff, and you're not going to have all that speed, but it's a step up beyond their little Team Umizoomi car, you know, or whatever else they might have. So again, I now want to turn the microphone to you guys, or turn the questioning to you guys. If you have, you know, thoughts on what age is a good age to get a kid involved in the RC hobby, you know, from either personal experience or from your just what you think, let's hear it. Let's hear it. The more comments, the better. So, kind of a short episode today. I do just want to throw in one quick thing. I did record two videos, two review videos for some ProLine stuff that I had received. Trying to think here, month of October. During the month of October, ProLine they're doing a 30-day giveaway. So every day they would hold a drawing on the website. You could enter, and then you could win. They were giving away a body a day, and then also a $100 gift certificate. I happened to be fortunate enough to win, and man, I never win anything. I was able to win one of those certificates and one of the bodies, and that was awesome. That was totally awesome. So I got to pick out some pretty cool stuff, and ended up getting a new set of wheels and new set of tires from ProLine. The Gladiator tires on the Renegade, black Renegade wheels. And then I ended up getting the set of rear ProLine Performance shocks. So I did two review videos for both the tires and wheels and also for the shocks. Just kind of going over my initial impressions kind of out of the box. Not really an unboxing video, but after I'd gotten everything installed and set up. And again, those are out on the website. Please go and I encourage you to take a look at those. It's been interesting after I've been able to get out and run with those upgrades. The tires, I think, make a lot more difference than the shocks do. And that was the feeling I had gotten. I asked the question on Twitter, you know, what's tires versus shocks? What upgrade should I go with? And it seemed to be a resounding go for tires, because those are really the cheapest upgrade with the most impact. And I'm noticing a big difference in grip, in performance. I've heard my slipper clutch whine on more than one occasion when I get up on two wheels or even start barrel rolling and you know the grip is down onto one tire. So it's been, I can tell they've got a lot more grip. They're a lot softer tire than the stock Traxxas tires, but it's been fun. I'm hoping to get out there a little bit more before we get some snow. at least here in Wisconsin. I don't know, we've had some pretty crazy weather, warm weather the last few days, so I'm actually looking forward to seeing some snow, because there's some snow bashing that I want to do this year, or this winter. But anyway, do check out the website, do check out those videos. Again, remember to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. On Twitter, it's twitter.com/rcnoob, Facebook, facebook.com/rcnoob, and if you want to just go to one spot and find all that stuff, it's rcnoob.com. So again, thank you very much for listening to the podcast. I do promise more regular, frequent, semi-scheduled recordings are in the future. Thank you very much for subscribing. Thank you very much for listening. It's been the community, the RC community, has been the biggest surprise and the biggest enjoyment that I've gotten out of this hobby. You know, vehicle aside, just talking to people, getting to know people, getting feedback and advice from people, that has been just amazing. So thank you very much. Thank you for listening, and keep batteries charged. We'll talk to you later. Thanks.